Joining me live over the phone today for our weekly conversation is State Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Really good. A little snowy this morning, Duke. How are you this morning?
Yeah, doing well. Appreciate you taking time once again this week. Looks like committee meetings went well last week, getting ready to get back into the session on Wednesday this week. So let's recap first last week, Senator. I know you're on the Revenue Committee as well as the Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, chairman of that one, actually. So let's start with revenue. What were some of the discussions in committee last week with Senate Revenue Committee?
You know, there's a big discussion last week. We discussed several things, but the big discussion was the ad valorem taxes, the adjustment of ad valorem taxes for our industries. As you know, several of the coal mines in northeast Wyoming, as well as some here locally, had some financial problems. And what we discovered, they've been paying that yearly ad valorem taxes. And several of the mines, not ours, but several of the mines were way behind in their taxes. And when they went bankrupt, Wyoming got stuck with a rather large bill in ad valorem taxes. We're making an effort to convert those ad valorem taxes to monthly instead of yearly and trying to stay current and trying to catch up on the taxes that were behind. And that was a topic of big discussion. Took actually a couple, 3 hours to discuss that. So that was a big discussion in revenue. And hopefully we passed two bills that are going to make some headway on that. And I know there's more discussion coming and some more legislation as well.
Well, it seems like it's either work with those companies on those things or maybe don't get paid. Is that kind of what it's coming down to?
That's pretty much the bottom line. And of course, we want to work with those companies. They've been the lifeblood of Wyoming, not only the coal mines, but the oil industries, the Trona mines, et cetera. And they're the lifeblood of Wyoming and have been for a number of years. And we don't want to just let those folks, you know, linger in the deep water. We want to bring them alive and keep them alive and in the same time benefit the state of Wyoming and get us back to where we need to be.
Senator Fred Baldwin this morning joining us during the weekday wake up. Let's talk labor, health, and social services, the committee you chair. What were discussions last week in that committee?
You know, the bills that we discussed in all the committees are bills that we've been working on in the interim. The two bills that we passed out of committee, the biggest one and the one that took the most discussion is one that boosters the local ambulance companies right now, and this is a little bit difficult to understand, but they're not collecting all that they can collect when they charge an ambulance visit out, when they go out on a run. And we're trying to raise the amount that they're able to bill, because whether you, all listeners are not aware that the ambulance business is not a money-making business. It's one that barely keeps its head above water. We have a number of small ambulance businesses in the state that are not associated with hospitals or fire departments, et cetera. And matter of fact, we've lost a number of those because of financial difficulties. We're trying to make those financially more viable by increasing the amount that they're able to bill and thus increasing their income a little bit. Not to make them get rich schemes, but hopefully to keep their head above water and keep ambulance services in our communities where it's on the edge and we're standing at losing some of those if we don't do something to keep them alive. And that was a big topic of discussion.
Senator Fred Baldwin again this morning on the weekday wake up. Senator, it looks like the session reconvenes this week on Wednesday, correct?
We do. We reconvene Wednesday morning. We'll be in session for eight session days, which will extend the rest of this week and then all of next week. And we will be hearing all those bills that went through committee this last week. We'll be doing those on the floor, both in the Senate and in the House, and getting those across and getting those through and on the way down to the governor for signatures if they pass. This is a difficult thing to do session on virtual Zoom, essentially. It's very difficult. It's not the same as meeting in person, but I think the legislature as a whole is doing a pretty good job in difficult circumstances. And then hopefully we'll go back to committee assignments and be able to meet in person on March 1st.
As always, Senator, appreciate your time and the weekly updates. Anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
No, I would just tell everybody to be safe out on these snowy roads and stay warm. And Old Man Winter is finally here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. That's Senator Fred Baldwin from Wyoming Senate District 14 with the update here on the SVI.